KTTK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman Denison, KTDK Sanger. Wake up with eggs, toast, and hot sports opinions baked fresh daily. Dunham and Miller, tomorrow morning at 5:30 on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
4:52 is the time here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. All right, we were supposed to talk about commercials here. Would you rather talk about that or what we were going to talk about?
Streaker.
Okay.
Real quick.
Yeah.
I'm getting a ton of email, Greg. What does it mean to not being able to screw up an anvil in the desert?
Well, think about it.
Well, I understand. An anvil, you need to tell people like Joe Michael, who can't figure it out.
Well, think about it. If you're in the
Stanford education.
If you've got an anvil that's solid steel and you're out in the desert with nothing but sand, how can you screw up an anvil? You can't. But some people can.
Okay. Are we clear?
Clear.
I thought it was clear to begin with.
Oh, I got it.
Somebody from Stanford.
I know.
No, actually, now I have a question.
Okay.
What are you trying to do to or with the anvil that requires a certain amount of deftness to
well,
do
you know
right
how
or wrong?
All I'm saying is he could screw up a piece of solid steel in the desert.
You know okay, how, but what is the steel doing that requires, you know, screwing
nothing.
Up or not screwing up?
You know how pissed you are when you're walking through the desert and you see an anvil and you just want to kick its ass? And you can't.
You don't
can't
have
screw
any,
it up.
Don't have any tools.
Right. You've been there thousands of times.
I would think that somebody that possesses a degree from Stanford could figure that out. I really
or
would.
UTA.
Don't be so sure about that, big boy. All right, so they're about to kick off the second half yesterday. And all of a sudden, we are greeted by a far away shot. We are greeted by somebody in an official's costume running out there, and he starts wiggling around a little bit, and all of a sudden the camera's cut away very quickly.
And then you heard snickering.
Yes, you heard snickering.
You actually saw him naked.
You did?
I never saw him.
Danny?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see him actually out there on the field nude, but it's a real faraway shot.
Totally?
He's dancing.
Totally?
He's doing his dance.
Totally nude.
Totally nude, ref.
Didn't he have a cod piece on?
Yeah.
Jock.
Okay, so I showed Danny this, because were you guys TiVoing this last night when you were watching it?
Kinda.
Were you going back and forth and watching it?
No, I didn't have the presence of mind to get TiVo going yesterday.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
God, I mean, it's one button. Just hit rewind.
I know. I should have. Leave me alone.
So I was fascinated by it. So I went back and watched it over and over. And you actually, Greg Gumbel and Phil Simms start talking about Adam Vinatieri. They show Adam Vinatieri's face on the Patriots sideline. Then they cut away to a long shot of the field. And you can see the guy actually come into the picture on the sideline. You see him running. And he has on his ref's uniform, but it's like he was in some other costume prior to being in the ref's uniform. Like, I think that he was on the field as some halftime human. Like, he had some capacity on that halftime show. He was still there while they were ushering everybody off the field. Mm-hmm. He rips that off.
And he's in a ref uniform.
He's in a ref uniform, which allows him access to the sideline. Then he runs on the field, which he can. I mean, if you're in a...
God.
So this was all planned out before. And he had it on his website.
It was big time planned.
He had it on his website last week. Hey, I'm going to streak at the Super Bowl. Watch for me.
Because this guy's a Brit who does this fairly often, right?
This is his bit. If you saw inside the... Or wait a minute.
Real Sports.
Real Sports, yeah. They did a 20-minute piece on this guy. He's done it everywhere. I mean, he's done it all over Europe. And it's his thing. It's his gag. It's what he does.
It's so funny to see the camera cut away. And who was that guy they were focusing in on from the Patriots?
Yeah, he was on the kickoff team, and he was just staring at the guy.
They had
like
the camera just, like, right on his face.
It was Teddy Bruschi, wasn't it?
Was it?
I think.
And I swear it was on him for, like, 20 seconds, and just the expression on his face was just hilarious.
And then they go to stats. to cover up the screen.
Right.
But and you can hear it in their voice that they are just...
Yeah, they're laughing. And they make reference to it a couple times. But you can see at the very top of the stats, if you have the game on tape, look up at the very top of the graphics, and you can see a bunch, like a group of people, and that's whoever corralling this guy and hog-tying him, which they did.
Wasn't he tackled by somebody?
Yes, there was. He was given a Patriot who was given credit for the tackle.
According to Jubb, he really hit him pretty hard.
They showed it on TV a second ago. He just gave him it was almost a forearm shiver. He just hit him with his shoulder. I think it was Mike Chatham of the Patriots.
Okay, because on this guy's website, the Streaker's website, it looks like it's number 51. And if it's number 51, then that's Don Davis, the guy that did...
The auto group guy?
No. The guy that did Redundant Man this past week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. So I thought it was him.
Well, he was pissed over that, too.
Yeah, he still hasn't recovered from that.
But how much planning had to go into this?
A ton.
How long has he been in Houston or the States trying to work this out?
He put it on his website last week that he was going to do it.
I think we're learning more about this guy, Rons. We're learning his real identity. We're learning more and more about the identity.
Boy, Photoshop's fun, isn't it, D1?
Isn't it, though?
I just received a picture of the Streaker being hauled off by four police officers, hog-tied, and Corby's face superimposed
over
his.
The face of the cobra.
With the OU hat on.
That's funny. That is funny.
Quarter, snake.
But seriously, with all that security, think about everything snake. We had to do. All the security we had to go through just to walk through town. This guy got in the stadium, somehow got... I'm assuming that he was part of the halftime show now. He
you
had to be.
He probably bought a ticket.
We're laughing, and, you know, Greg Gumbel and Phil Simms were snickering. Everybody in the stadium was laughing, but I'm betting you the NFL doesn't find very much humor in this. Because what if the guy would just been loaded with bombs, went up there at the 50-yard line, blew himself up, killed four or five people, totally disrupted the Super Bowl? Could have happened.
That would have been very funny.
Could have happened very easily.
I mean, we're laughing now, but that wouldn't have been very funny.
But it's Streakers, and Streakers are funny.
I know.
All right, what is a better bit? This or Barry Bremer?
Who's that?
Oh, the imposter.
Yeah, the imposter.
I think the imposter is. I mean,
that's
time,
a good gag, too.
The time when he was shooting layups in an All-Star game, you got all these big, tall, athletic black men, and you got this little short white guy shooting layups.
He hit a tee shot at the Masters.
He did?
Yes. He got up on the first tee and hit a tee shot at the Masters.
Hey, he got into a cowboy cheerleader outfit and went out with them one time.
I like the nudity part, though. Because he told people he was doing it.
I'm sure people alerted the NFL, and they said, no, he's not. We've got it handled.
Can this guy do, I mean, serious time? I mean, after accumulating a lot of these?
Well, he does them all over the world.
Are these felonies?
No.
Or just misdemeanor trespassing?
Yeah,
or?
Probably.
I bet the NFL is going to try to...
Oh, they're going to
push it as far as they
absolutely.
Can.
Well, yeah, they're bastards for doing that.
They will probably try to...
Because it's a gag.
They'll probably try to press some more... charge more serious than misdemeanor trespassing until it runs out of steam. And it'll probably run out of steam pretty quick.
Now, on his website, they said that security for this game was like $5.5 million. I thought it'd be higher than that, but they said the overall security cost was $5.5 million.
And now, Ben Nix is going to get a check for $4 million, so we know we're $4 million.
Hey, by the way, Ben Nix, who's head of security for the Cowboys, was running outside security.
Now, that guy would not have got past.
No, if Ben Nix was running security inside, that guy would have never got through. So he had nothing to do with this. But somehow he beat that. And it was easy.
Yeah, it's hard to fathom how that happened.
It was easy.
Didn't seem like anybody was too concerned about asking him any questions as he ran out onto the field. It took him forever to even react.
You know what, though? I think big events like that, it's a lot easier to get into one of them and do something than it is a smaller one. Because can you imagine the chaos that was going on
getting all that all crap those out
people
the field.
In there. And you remember the one day when we were looking for the target and we saw them going across the road with all the stages?
Yeah.
Well, that's they were rehearsing. You saw how many pieces that stage was. Think of all the volunteers. And all you got to do is just somehow worm your way in there. And once you're in the stadium, you're in. Then you change costumes too. I don't think it's that hard at all. I don't think it's that hard.
Well, the key word there is volunteer. Those people aren't getting paid to do that. But after a while, their attention starts to fade. Jeb said it took an hour and a half to go through security to get into the stadium. Those people's eyes are rolling back in their head after a while.
That's how come that if any kind of incident ever happens at a Super Bowl or a big event, it's not going to be from somebody that pays a ticket, buys a ticket, and walks in and carries a backpack with a bomb in it. That's not what it's going to be. Somebody on the inside. And you've been down there many a times.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how easy would it be to walk in with something to the AAC? Be simple if you know the lay of the land.
But that's supposed to be the most secure place in the world at that time.
You know what? The only way you can have it secure is not have that elaborate halftime and that everybody is checked going in there. Every single person. You think they checked all those volunteers? Did you see all the screaming people that were supposed to be the audience? You think they screened every single one of them? No, they didn't.
Well, that was one aspect of it that kind of got our attention yesterday. Another was the halftime show. Shall we discuss that next? All right, halftime next here on The Ticket.